Baruch Hashem, we should be here for many simchas, Baruch Hashem, and it should always be the bias to be machnas everybody. I wanted to share first just two personal hargashas with Olam. One hargasha, a person, a farmer, who plants wheat at the beginning of the season, plows, waters, irrigates, and it grows, and he harvests wheat. He usually doesn't need, much encouragement from it. He sees the, he sees the final product. He has bread at home, he has flour, he has wheat, and that's his final product. Imagine somebody working in a nursery, and they have little tin cans of soil, and you put in these little seeds, and you kind of patchka with it. I'm not even exactly sure what you do, but I just, I'm imagining, somebody knows better than good, then you tell me, if not, then your guess is as good as mine. And he patches with it, and it grows, and finally it becomes like a little green blade, and that's how he goes and buys it. And it's hard to see like what the tachlis is. And one day you go by this big orchard, and you see these big beautiful trees, and he says, I bought the shoots from you, and this is what they grew into. So then it makes what you're doing worth it. Silver Spring is a mokum, and it's compared to a place like that's a show, the place like the mirror, the place that it's the nursery basically where you take people and plant them in the first tender shoots and soil, and it's Melechus Hashem, and so you're supposed to do, but it's a tremendous chizik for us, for Rangel, for myself and everybody, to but sometimes you walk by the orchard and you see that the little shoots became trees and fruits, and it's you can definitely chalk up the evening for chesed, even not for Torah. It's a tremendous encouragement. I appreciate it, and it's a tremendous nachzurah. Every single one of you is very, very, means a lot. It's a tremendous chizik in the long, hard haul in Silver Spring. A second hagasha that I have, I myself always had the feeling I came from a place that was not a yeshivish environment, it wasn't a Torah world environment, it was a firm environment, but not Torah world environment. And the fact that I made the passage because a person or people that put effort into me gave me a certain sense of mechuyavos to continue again. And when I came to Silver Spring, I felt very much that I was replaying the role of the people that had moved me from transitioning from one world to another. I felt very much that this was, because this is where I came from, this was my mechuyavos back again. I'm very happy also, if anybody new that comes, it's not easy to adjust that, it's all to the mirror especially. The fact that I can count on everybody here, and everybody does their share in making new Silver Spring people as best settled and as, as well provided as could be, whether it's speaking and learning, whether it's chavrusas, whether it's providing for Shabbos. It's a small chabur, but it's a chabur that really maximizes what it has to bring other people in, to help them settle, and I really appreciate the fact that I can rely on you, and the fact that you have that sense yourself, and I want to awaken in you the same sense I have. I always think of the pasuk by David HaMelech, when he was dancing and singing, and his wife said, it doesn't pass for Ben Melech to sing and dance in front of a, like this, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me from the back of the shed, with the sheep, and made the Melech HaYisrael, then I don't have such covet of myself. I've got to give back an awful lot. I had that same agasha on myself. I could have ended up being a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant, and another one of the gray from, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu took me, and I was able to see the world I saw, to see Rav Nachum, to see Rav Putner, to see Rav Chaim, to see the whole world, that the big group that I saw, the mirror, and so on. And It imposed on me the Hakaras HaTov to do back the same, and on you it's the same. It's sort of chiyuv to help people make that transition, and Baruch Hashem, you live up to it, and I'm glad you do, and I will mechazik you in it. We're learning now the parashas of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. If we take a look in the Inyanim of the Mishkan, there are if we ask ourselves what is the right word for it, but what's the most glamorous of the kelim? What's the hardest kli? What's the most chashiv kli? What's the most difficult kli to do? So you pick the aron, you pick the menorah, I mean, those are the ones that it has been furish. The Moses was hard, the Aaron was the Aaron. Davacha, vasisas akrashim lemishkan. Amr of Avin, Moshel Melach shaylo yikurin noy. There was a king who looked very impressive. Amr ben Beisai, he told his a household member, aseni kumaisa, imitate it. In other words, make a painting, make a statue. Amr Adonai Melach, eichachal nasis kumaisa. It's impossible. You're extraordinary, striking. There's no way to imitate you. Amr at b'samenecha v'ani b'chvaydi. I am the emes, and you just paint it. This is on this nekuda itself. Not the nekuda we want to talk about. Rabbi Yeruchim has a lot of shmuz and very, very important nekuda. Look around and do exactly as I show you. Amalek in front of Amalek is Avnisom. Amalek ben Elamim Elakai Ani Shani Yochel Asis Keilu. I'm a god that I can do the same. So he said, you just do with the Tcheles Nagaman, imitate me. Then he said to him more specifically, but how do I know exactly how to make things? Ukeshem Shatarei Lemaila Kachase Lemata. As you see in Shemayim, that's how you should do in Oretz. Shenema, Atzei Shitim Oindim. The Atzei Shitim was standing, Kenosa Bistratio Lemaila. Like in Shemayim. Ma Lemaila Srofim, skip the line here, Ma Lemaila Srofim. Just like the Malachim Lemaila Srofim Oindim, the Srofim stand, Af Lemata Atzei Shitim Oindim. So, first of all the Kelim the Mishkan that we would have some difficulty with, the Atzei Shitim is not the one. Atzei Shitim Oindim are boards standing. So what? I mean, so it's not a big, it's not a big deal to put up boards. I mean, everything else is more difficult. The easiest part is the Krashim. Secondly, there's a gosh in the Pasuk, Atzei Shitim Oindim, Atzei Shitim Oindim, Atzei Shitim Oindim. It says, that's Dumya to the Srofim Oindim. If someone were to ask you to give me some remez about the Atzei Shitim, you tell me all sorts of things about Eitz and Atzei Shitim. Atzei Shitim Oindim, the Oindim doesn't seem to be the most important focus of the Pasuk. And also Srofim Oindim. I would say the Meir is like Srofim because it burns. Chvestim is Be'achak Torah is like the Srofim because it burns. Srofim are burning Malachim. So the Nekuda of Srofim is Oindim. And the nekude of the Atzei Shitim is Oindim. That's the nekude of it. Very, very hard to understand. The Chazal also say, the Gemara says, that I would think that Chaz went to Golos, so it's Batlos Sivrasam, Kolo, I forgot the word, that they completely dried out, they're gone, Talmud Leima, Atzei Shitim Oindim. Just like the Atzei Shitim al Oindim Loilam Vod, Sotu Kaza Oindim Vod. So here they stretch the word Oindim. The word Oindim means something which stays forever. Yes, Hashem Tehoira Oimedes La'ad. The word Amida means, like in modern Hebrew, they use the word Chalav Amid, means it's stable, it stands, it's Niskayim. So Kal Yisrael is Niskayim. Where do you see it? In the Atzei Shitim Oindim. I mean, it's stretching the word Oindim. I mean, they disappeared with the rest of the Mishkan. So where in the word Oindim do we have an Nekudah in Klal Yisrael that stands the same? The Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael is the word Oindim. And so the Atzei Shitim Oindim is the one that describes Klal Yisrael as well, in the fact that it's this kind. In the Etzem Mitzias, in the Etzem Din of Atzei Shitim Oindim, The Gemara learns from it like this. The Gemara says that all mitzvahs have to be keder kedilosim. Now, let's understand. Lamashal, lulav, you have to take keder kedilosim to take it from the bottom up. The esrog you take, that's how we reverse it. A shefer is a similar thing, derech havarason, that you have to hold it from the way it comes out in the rim. It seems a klal in mitzvahs that you can't reverse it. The derech klal, the din is always the opposite. In other words, you can't flip it around. I'm not aware of any special din of holding a lulav like this. I'm not sure. It's always assumed you're holding like this, except which end. The same with shayf is obvious, you can't blow from the middle. But the Atzei Shitim Oindim, the din of Oimed L'chura is keneged shchiva. Rashi says that it's as opposed to laying them one on another. It's not as opposed to taking it upside down. So it's hard to understand. Because the kapeid in a mitzvah where this is the cheft of the ma'isa mitzvah, the mashal, a lulav is to take a lulav, take esrog. The crushim were just crushim with the mashal. The aron was also made with eights in the middle, and there was no din to take that eights and any derekadosim. It was a board, it was a shayach. I mean, it's to make a wall out of wood. So where's the din of kederekadosim? Mela cheftza, where there's a cheftza mitzvah, like a lulav and esrog. But here it's a little bit hard to understand what the inyan of derech d'ilosin is. I mean, if you make big the pishtun for the kohen, you don't make the pishtun derech d'ilosin. You spin it and it's flax because it's a bag. It's not a stalk of flax that you're taking. And so I want to try to understand a little bit about this nekuda of amida. So nekuda of amida is a nekuda that we want to start on. Let's think about it a second. In Teva Olam, things that are shochev are most stable. If you take a stick, if you take a column, and you lay it down, it'll never fall down. If the base is bigger, if the base is broader than the height, it's stable, doesn't go anyplace. And the thinner it is and the taller it is, the less stable it is. It depends a lot on the center of gravity and so on. But anything that's standing has a problem with toppling over. So amida as opposed to shchiva, shchiva is the more stable of forms. Amida is less stable. But there's another knetch. Anything in the bria, anything which is dead is a sheichiv. The word sheichiv, Lashon Kodesh, means somebody's sick. A sheichiv mirah means he's dying. A mace is sheichiv. A nifte, you bury kederech sheichiva, derech amidas kvuris chamorim, kvuris. The tzura of a nifte is sheichiva. It says kilechot tichra kol berach tishava koloshen. A person who's living is standing. It says kilechot tichra kol berach zuyom amisa. When a person is living, he can stand. As soon as life goes out of him, he topples over. The pshat is the natural tzur of something inanimate is shchiva. The tzur of a balchai of a chai is amida. Ad kidei kach that a behema is a cross between amida and shchiva. It's one of the interesting things that chachmas umas ha'olam are very smart technically and very stupid in teichin. I always read these things about how the human being is so inefficient because the most efficient way is like a cow. You know, it's very stable. You have the pun. It's 2 feet and two feet on the ground, 2 hands on the ground, and it's a tzura of a shchiva. It's a type of shchiva. A person being erect is a very difficult position, and it causes a lot of problems and a lot of pressure on the knees, on the feet, and so on and so forth. So they're right technically, and they have no clue that there's a toichen to that surah of amida. The difference is like this: anything that's inanimate exists because it existed. Why is a rock here? Because the rock was here yesterday, and it'll stay there. Because rocks stay exactly where they are. There's no change in the rock. It reaches its most stable position and sits there. A person is alive today not because he was alive yesterday, but because he's alive now. And if he's alive next minute, it's because he's alive the next minute. The siba for anything that's inanimate is what was, will be. The siba for anything that is animate is because now. There's something now that gives him chiyus. So you have the tzura of chiyus in the bria away from klali, and the tzura of things that are not chai, that are daimen. A mace is also called a daimen, called yodi duma. Those things that are daimen, their position is shchiva. Those things that are not daimen, from tzomeach and onwards, have a certain element of amida to it. And
a behemoth and a barchaya is less of an amida. It's a cross of the amida and shriva. Adam, tzuris Adam is total amida, because that's a tzur of Adam. And just like a chai is a chai because he's a chai now, the tzur of him, a person standing not because he was standing. You can lay in one place because you were laying, but you can't stand in one place because you were standing. You have to keep yourself erect every minute. It requires an act of chiyus every minute. That's the difference between chai and domain, and the difference between omeid and shochev. There's another tzad to it, and that is that. By the way, it's meidik how Chazal showed us things. In Gemara in Ksubis says, it's a guy I think Ksubis Peidalit, I think Peidalit Peidalit. It says that a person, there are three postures a person can assume: walking, standing, and laying down, and sitting up. So it says a person shouldn't walk all the time. It says to keep any one posture for a long time is not healthy. A person shouldn't walk all the time, because walking is neitel echad mechamesh meyas ma'ayah nevshadah. It blinds a person. Well, it's not, now's not the place to explain it, but it has its own havana and tfisa, why by Avdullah, it's chayzeh love, no one speaks about it, but Agban, that's an inyan, but that's what Chazal say. It says a person shouldn't sit for a very long time, because it says kasher tachtonius, which means, anyway, things, you know, any pressure in that part of the body, too much will lead to problems. That's understandable. It says a person shouldn't stand all the time because it's kasher lelev. It places a burden on the heart. In other words, standing requires an active act of chiyus, and it's the constant test of chiyus. It's interesting. I mean, someone else says walking is always temporary, be'etzim, because you're always walking is a temporary situation where you're going someplace. But a person's permanent situation is laying down if he's dead or sleep, which is echad meshishim misa, or lazy or not doing anything, and it's standing if he's ready to, if he's alive and ready for action. That the permanent position of a chai is omid. Holech, even though it's more activity, but a holech is temporary by nature. The tzuris adam is taka an adam that's omid. It's a man that's erect. That's the tzur of adam. So one side of it means that it's a very difficult tzura, and that's a tzura. On the other hand, there's something that is alive, unless something happens to it, will always stay there. A stone will stay in its place, it will be acted upon by elements, and in time will disappear. The water will get it, the sun will crack it, the Baal Chaim will rub against it. Anything inanimate in the Bria has no nitzchias. Anything that's chai in the Bria, be'etzem has nitzchias. One of the things scientists are trying to puzzle is why people die. Not how they should live longer, but if a person's body replenishes itself, and I forgot what it's like, every 3 months I think a person changes all his cells, why do we get older? What happened to the person? He's the same, a live thing constantly, it's the seed of its own kiyum is that which is alive. So the Meila, in those things, in as much as a person is a chai and an omeid, that's where there's a nitzchis to be kiyum. This surah of a constant mahalach of chiyus was in Iskasha Meshra Beinim. Atzi Shitim Oindim means the whole Beis HaMikdash was built of dead things, boards, metals, and so on. The only thing that had in itself a tzura of a chai, the only thing that had Atzi Shitim Oindim is because the Gederach Gidulam. That's the Metzius. That was meant to be, they were supposed to represent, us as be standing trees. That's the Metzius of Chiyus in the Mishkan. And Srafim, the Malbim says, Malbim explains, one of Malbim's godless is his ability to explain in Hecher and Yanim in language that's sharp, understandable. He speaks, there's a Gemara, the Malbim's in Cheskel when he speaks, he's Masber, from Malachim, in Cheskel, I don't remember. And he's Masber, it's a Machlaik, because the Gemara brings Asrafim higher than Olam, Malachim are lower, the Gemara says different between Cheskel and the other. Al-Kapanim, he's Masber the following, based on the Gemara. Chayas and Galgalim and Ofanim are all part of the ongoing Tiviyistik and Mahalchim in the Bria. The sun, the moon, that all belongs to that area of Malachim. The common denominator is they don't need a, Teva does not need a constant input of Nes. It is a Nes that there's Teva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put autopilot to Moshe. We do not have to misspell that the sun rises tomorrow morning. We do not have to misspell that the sun set tomorrow night. We don't have to misspell, even for Tau Be'etzim, the Moshe says it's a bris that is never nichras. There's certain inyanim in the Bria, we do not need an ongoing nistis again. There are nes mitzvah the Bria, but not a nes mitzvah the Kiyum. In the inyan of Serafim, Serafim are malachim that are part of the Mahalchim Nes of the Bria. And the Mela, a Nes means there's an ongoing reason why we need a Nes. And the Asar Nisim that says, well, Kavur Nebis HaMikdash, all the Mepharshim ask, how can you have a Kavurik Nes? The Rambam says you can't have a Kavurik Nes. Nes needs a new Nes every minute. Why is this being, why is the Teva being circumvented? Why overriding the Teva? So Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzura that I don't understand is how is something, a chai is something, the nekud of chiyus, the nekud of eimed, is something that he can't have. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, serafim. And to look at the serafim. Serafim are oim demimal, there's a tzura of amida in the world of lemala. Imitate that. That's the pshat in the kiyum le'olam. Just like the atishitim are oim dim. The Chaya and Kayim La'olam, that's the state of Klal Yisrael's Chiyus and Kiyum La'olam. That as long as a tree that's alive and you bend it, it'll twist its way back into shape again. If it's dead, it'll crack and it'll disintegrate. The Chiyus Be'etzim keeps things alive. Ba'atim Advekim Hashem Rekechem Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. Chiyus and Dveikos is one and the same. The Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to say there's a Ram. Normally in normal Lashon Kodesh, we speak of Yemei Amida, which is like middle aged, and Yemei Azikna, as Yemei Bachas, as Yemei Amida, Yemei Aziknas. Ramban and Breishis, by Bar Yamin, says a different Agdara. He says the Bachrus of a person is called Yemei Amida, and later on it's called Bar Yamin. And the pshat is the person's everybody who's properly using his time and bachrus is constantly pushing. I remember as a bachur once I was learning well Baruch Hashem, but I told my chavrusa once I gosh, I was very frustrated. Every zman I felt that the zman before I really hadn't learned, like this man was a lot better. And I said, it's like frustrating, it's like, why was my last one not good? And he told me, it's a simon yeshtaygin. That was what Chavisa told me. A person wishes for stability, which is a good thing in a sense, but you can't mistake stability for routine. In other words, if a person reaches a darga where he can do it half awake, then the pshat is, then he's sleeping. Then he's doing it by rote. And then it becomes a sheikhif. Then there is no, the Gemara Darshins, how do you know, a Kohanim are only kosher to do the Avodah Bamida, because it says Lamed L'Sharis. The Derech Sheiros is Bamida. Serving is Bamida. Shiva is the receiving end. It's not the doing end. And it's interesting. It doesn't say, obviously not Halicha. There's only one real Avodah that's Halicha. And everything else is you stand in one place, you make the Zvika, you Kabbalah, and so on. But the Lama of the Sharis, the Tzura of Sheirus is Amida. That's the Tzura of a Masharis. Understanding two things. First of all, that it's just like a person who they will tell you what a person is trying to build his strength. What he's supposed to do is push not so hard that he collapses and exhausts himself. But there has to be some feeling of sweat, some feeling of strain, some feeling of doing something. If a person is not exerting himself, if a person is not in motion, then he's not doing anything. On the other hand, the person should know as long as he adapts his mode, then he's not going to disintegrate. anything that becomes routine falls apart. If learning is routine, it starts cracking at the edges, it starts chipping, starts shining out, and so on. If a person's chasadim are rote, so you begin losing your time in it, and it begins drying up and shriveling up. That's the teva dvar. Chiyus, something done by chiyus means that you constantly feel you must do something to hold your position. You can't put this on autopilot. That's, first of all, an understanding. Sometimes what bothers a bacher or a younger man is this feeling of, like, you know, it's not routine yet, and understanding that that's the mile of this kufa, where a person keeps moving forward, a person keeps striving a lot more than Tav allows them later. And an understanding that every person wishes, if only getting up for davening were like simple, I would automatically wake up for davening and it wouldn't be a struggle. I automatically sit down and sit and learn 4 hours straight and it wouldn't be a struggle. I automatically, this wouldn't be a struggle. If it wouldn't be a struggle, then you'd be a shochev. Even if you learn 4 hours a day, but if you're not pushing, then you're a shochev. And again, we're not talking about crazy pushing where a person is eating his hand to satisfy his appetite and it's no, you know, it's the person not getting anything. But a sense that a person is doing, the person needs to be active to do what he's doing. That's the real sense of avodah. Lasharis is lamed lasharis. And a person who's an aimit, it's hard, but there's aftafa that atzi shitim aimdim, that just like atzi shitim aimdim, then klal yisrael's aimit la'ad, whatever a person does in a mode of pushing, of doing, of amida, then he has aftafa that it's chai and karim la'ad. What? Yeah.
That
means Kasha.
No, but to build the Bishkan. We found out
the
reset.
Those are, we all spoke about the key of, right, the key of something standing, right, exactly. You know, something standing is hard. It's a... Okay, it's true. In other words, there's another right, it says, Chlapim, if Malachim are called Oindim, Lerem are called Mahalchim. That's because a malach doesn't change his etzim position. In other words, it's a sofim oimdim imaloi. That's the highest dagger. There's no matzav. A person sometimes has to change his position. In other words, but moving itself is temporary. When a person is in his final mode, oimid is the tzura of being, you have to prime yourself. The difference, the three lots of him. There's somebody who is accelerating, so he's accelerating, but that's not stable. There's a person who's going at a constant, at a smooth speed, and there's a person that's coasting. So those are three months of him. In other words, the lafuk is amida versus shriva, is a person constantly, you know, pushing in gears, but not accelerating, is traveling. And that's, you need to get from when you're not traveling to traveling. But once you're traveling, you just need to keep feeding gears. But you need, if you don't feed gears, you just coast, then you just, that's the...
But right, there is some
likud of mitzvah
by shchiva. Rosh ha-kishva, the
Shchiva. The Reb Tzedek speaks about why you need by shchiva, why you need Krishna, the Kima, the shchiva. So he says shchiva has a way of getting to the person's atzmius, because when I'm not doing anything, then I can only focus on my etzim etzius. So yes, so there's a certain avodah b'shchiva, but by and large, it's lama de l'sharis. If l'sharis is dafke v'amit, that's the metzius of l'sharis.
Which is
the
good again to
your atzmius. So let's put it up. So let's stick it. Let's not be mahalch. Let's at least be under. You know.
Krishna,
you can't, but that's the Maguna. But something has a shtick about Shiva and so on. Let's not go off. I think I spoke about it on Purim, on a few days before Purim. Mm-hmm. What?
They talk about sleeping.
Shaina spoke about that. Yeah, that's each thing has its mind, each thing has its. Everything is good as long as I mix up the Yetzirahs. You know, as long as you don't fight the Yetzirahs. So maybe one more nigga and then I bet I just have to run. So you can sit for a bang. I just another from the beginning, Nubal Gina.